It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, Remax Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.
And another good afternoon to you, and welcome to day three of the Crusader Classic from St. Cloud Cathedral High School. And we are getting set for the third place game between the Piers Pioneers and the host team, the Crusaders from St. Cloud Cathedral. Hello, everyone. Rick Grammond with you. As both teams have left the floor now and in their locker rooms, we're actually ahead of schedule as both the 7th and 5th place games have been completed. The 7th place finisher this year in the 18th Annual Crusader Classic, the Mandan Braves. They defeated Concordia Academy 71-52 in the first game of the day. The 5th place game, Watertown Mayor over Litchfield, 49-47. Following this game, the championship should be a dandy. Number one ranked Melrose, number three ranked Bram, about 7 o'clock. I caught up with both coaches. Matt Myers, the head coach of the Crusaders. Of course, Matt Pepping with the Pioneers. We'll visit with those gentlemen when we come back to Cathedral on You Are There Sports.
It's the time of year when loved ones gather together, and it is a special time for being thankful for all of the wonderful blessings in our lives. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics and Radio Shack. I want to send my sincere thank you to all of you, our valued customers, for your patronage this past year and for your business going forward in 2016. I'd like to send you good wishes and hope that your new year will be a joyous one. Thank you again for your loyalty from all of us at Design Electronics.
Joining me now is Matt Pepping, head coach of the Pioneers, day three of this Crusader Classic. And Pioneers losing the semifinals to Bram yesterday. Let's talk about your opener, though. We're watching Litchfield right now playing their fifth-place game, but guys really came out well in that opening game here.
Yeah, we played really well defensively, holding them to 29 points. And they're scoring against these teams, so obviously they can score. So we played well defensively that night, and okay, offensively, last night it didn't go our way, but we got another chance today.
Were you as impressed, I think, as much as anything with Bram's defensive tenacity? We knew they can shoot. We know they're an offensive juggernaut, but I thought the defense they showed was impressive.
Yeah, they tip passes. I mean, every time we tried to pass, their hands were on it and tried to get through to the kids where use a pass fake or a shot fake or something to get their hands somewhere else and then pass where their hands aren't. So, they're really good defensively, better than last year, obviously, and hopefully we get a little better defensively and we work on those little things to throw them off.
Milestone moment for your senior Aaron Weber to go over the 1,000 point mark last night and late in that game.
Yeah, Aaron, he's been our top scorer the last 2 years. He'll probably be it again this year. Just a great scorer. He's not even, I wouldn't say he's even 80% yet, but he still goes out there and grinds and just a great player.
I thought one of the key things, and it's kind of maybe small at the time, but big picture-wise, it's important, is Noah got going a little bit for you late in that game.
Yeah, Noah hit a couple threes late. We need him to get going on the offensive end. He needs to bring that offensive threat from the arc, and he can get going there. It opens things up inside for Michael and even him off the dribble, Noah off the dribble. So
Hunter Bednar had a nice first half for you. I mean, I think he had 8 in the first half, or really at that point, for a while, was keeping you in the game at points.
Yeah, he works hard. He finishes well underneath, and he knows his role. He knows he's not going to shoot the three, but he pounds the glass and cleans up everything else underneath. So he did a nice job yesterday. Michael Meyer now not available as he left on a family vacation, and he'll miss now this Rockford game coming out of the holiday break as well. But how do you maneuver the lineup there without your top rebounder there?
We're going to go with Nick to start, so five guards to start, and we're going to try to spread it out and find a mismatch and attack that mismatch.
Three games in 3 days, a lot of that isn't so much X's and O's as what do the guys have in the gas tank.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, I'm going to give them the next 2 days off. So hopefully we play our hearts out today and leave it all on the floor and we see some improvement from yesterday because, Cathedral's a really good team. They took Melrose to the end last night and just couldn't squeak it out. But, we're going to have our hands full and we'll see what we're made of.
All right, Coach, good luck here today in this third place game.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Matt Pepping, Coach of the Pioneers here on You Are Their Sports.
The holiday party season is here, and there's no better place to host your gathering than the Red Rooster in Genola. Call them today at 468-9996 to make your reservations. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous bologna day from 11:30 until everything's gone. All you can eat bologna, buttered homestyle bread, baked beans and horseradish, all for just $6. On Thursday nights, Bar Bingo starts at 6 p.m. with progressive jackpots. And on Saturday afternoons, the popular meat raffles begin at 2 with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule on the weekend. Supporting the Piers Pioneers, it's the Red Rooster in Genola.
Joining me on the pregame before the third place game now is the head coach of the host team here at the Crusader Classic. That's Matt Meyer, coach of the Cathedral Crusaders. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a great tournament this year. This is maybe as good a tournament field top to bottom as I've seen.
Yeah, this is a good tournament. You know, a few years ago we had Litch in it, that they finished second in state, and Melrose with the Scotty Stone team, and that was a pretty strong field that year. But this year, I would say, is probably the second strongest after that year that we've had. So yeah, it's been a great tournament.
You opened with Mandan, had your hands full then, and then you gave the defending state champs Melrose all they wanted last night. It's been a busy 2 days for your Crusader team.
Yeah, Mandan is that's kind of a different animal to face because they're big, they're football players, yep. And they that's just kind of a knock them down, drag them out fight inside. It was a very physical game, and then turn around the next night and play Melrose, and rankings whatever, because with us it's kind of a long-term rivalry, and we both teams know each other very well, so you just know the game's always going to be close, and it was last night. And it's kind of a game of runs, and they just got the last run on us.
Yeah, you tied it up at 48, and then they came out of a timeout, and they went on a 10-0 spurt there and just held you off at the end.
Yeah, it was 48-48. We got Keaton, our best shooter, in the corner with a wide-open three. That one, and then they rattled off 10 in a row, and that was ball game. But, the guys played very hard.
So you're playing for third here against the Piers Pioneers. Piers took it on the chin pretty good yesterday against Bram. What do you know about them?
They're very, as always, Piers is very athletic, and I know they battle a little bit of injury stuff, and but we know they got us here last year in this tournament, and we know we're always going to get a good test from Piers and good athletes, and it should be a fun section game here tonight.
All right, Coach, good luck here in this third place game.
All right, thanks. All right. Appreciate it.
That's Matt Meyer, head coach of the Crusaders, and You Are Their Sports.
All right, this game is just underway, and the Crusaders on their opening possession get a bucket to drop by their 6'6 sophomore Mitchell Plombaum. They're up 2-0. Early, here's the Pioneers, and the Crusaders play for third place at the Crusader Classic. Piers wearing white for the first time in this tournament. Weber, Leshinsky, Harold, Taujus, and Casper for Piers. No Michael Meyer, left on a family trip. There's a kickball out of bounds by Cathedral's Max Plombaum. Plombaum brothers. Max is a senior, Mitchell a sophomore. Mitchell, although 3 inches in height advantage on his older brother. And an over and back call as Casper couldn't keep it in the front court, and the Pioneers will turn it over. Starting lineup for Cathedral is 5'11 senior Brady Buckentee, number 3. Jack Schrammel's a 6'1 senior, number 14. The man with the only point so far, 6'6 sophomore post Mitchell Plombaum. Nathan Strackey, a 6'1 senior forward, number 33. And then Max Plombaum, a 6'3 senior, number 10. 6-4 record for Cathedral. Deceiving, though, they've played some good teams into very close games. Left corner three is on the way from Max Plombaum. It goes long, opposite side rebound, controlled by Schrammel. Out front for Buckentine. He misses a three, and the Crusaders get another board. And they'll hoist one up again. Schrammel comes up air ball. Cathedral saves it in, and they will try again with Mitchell Plombaum in the lane. That's off, and finally, Weber has the board. About five chances that trip down for Cathedral, leading 2-0. Harold with a drive, and Dish threw it away. He wanted to wrap a pass around to Aaron Weber, and the ball goes out at the corner. Piers in white, and the coaching staff of Dean Damon, Matt Pepping, Scott Harold down there. Short bench. They can count on one hand the number of guys in uniform. Noah, Hunter, Chris Gammon, Lucas Oddi. The only four available in reserve. Michael Meyer not here. Brent Dorn not here. Christopher Marshick not here. To the right side. Here's a drive by Schrammel in the paint. No. Got his own miss, though, off a tipped rebound. And again, Cathedral starts over in the offensive zone. 15:50 to play. It's the first of two Pierce Cathedral matchups in the next couple of hours, because the girls will play for the Pierce Tournament Championship at 8 o'clock tonight. Here's a steal by Nick Harold, and the Pioneers are back on the offensive end. Left side, Leshinsky to Harold. Harold spinning in the lane, bounces it left side. This is Johnny Casper against Schrammel. Schrammel knocks it out of bounds with a poke, and it'll stay with Pierce. Baseline on the left side. Just 2-0 in favor of Cathedral, 15-28. To play. First half from St. Cloud Cathedral. There's a tip and a steal. Here comes Max Plumbaum. He puts it up and in, and it's 4-0 Crusaders. Pioneers victimized by some errant passing, and they've thrown it away a couple of times here, and there's another tip ball and steal, but he can't control it. That was Mitch Plumbaum. Couldn't keep it in play in front of the scorer's table. So the Pioneers down 4-0 early here in front of a small crowd at Cathedral High School. I'm sure it's gonna fill up, because Bram and Melrose both travel well with their fans, and we should start to see a lot of blue for Bram and purple for Melrose very soon. Here's Leshinsky with a strong move to the basket. There's a good aggressive drive from the left wing by Broderick Leshinsky, and it's 4-2, Pioneers on the board, 14:42 to play. To the right corner, Max Plumbaum drives, cut off by Casper. Back out top to Brady Buckentine. Buckentine to the corner, left side. Here's Strachey. Thought about a shot, Buckentine, free throw line high. Back to Strachey. And they reset. Pioneers are in, it looks like a 1-2-2 zone here. And a lot of that might be to just save some energy and not be chasing all over in a man-to-man. Three-pointer left side, Buckentine rattles out, rebound saved in again by Cathedral, dominating offensive glasswork for the Crusaders. That time it was Strachey. Strachey gets the ball back, his three is off, loose ball rebound in the lane taken by Leshinsky. Here comes Johnny Casper to Touges in transition, to the rim, blocked out by Plumbaum. And back the other way, Brady Buckentine. Buckentine pushing the action to Plumbaum left side, that's Max Plumbaum to Buckentine. 13:45, first half, 4-2, Cathedral. Third place game. Leshinsky and Touges are out high, along with Harold, and down low you've got Casper and Weber in that zone. Baseline drive, cut off by Weber, kicks it out to Schrammel. Schrammel for Buckentine, three-pointer, comes off the rim, tipped up, and that doesn't go, and then another offensive rebound by Mitchell Plumbaum, and he misses. Casper now the other way. Johnny draws contact on a drive. This will be Jack Schrammel of Cathedral, whistled for the blocking foul. His first, Crusaders first. Boy, if Cathedral is even shooting a halfway decent percentage, they'd be up almost by double digits the way their offensive glasswork is gone. But right now it's 4-2. Pierce has a chance for a lead. Weber flips it in, top of the key to Matt Touges. A three-pointer would put Pierce up by one. 13:10 to play. Weber comes out high, starts his dribble. He went over 1,000 points with a free throw. Harold got deep on the baseline, so deep his heels were on the line. Referee was there to spot it and blow the whistle, and it's a turnover on the Pioneers. Walking it up now is Jack Schrammel, a 6'1 senior. Cathedral in their royal blue with white Down the side panels, white letters and numerals trimmed in yellow. Pioneers in the road whites with the red numerals trimmed in black. 2-3 zone or 1-2-2 floating zone here, depending on how low Leshinsky drops down in the middle. Top of the key, open look, Schrammel, there's a three. That's Keaton LeClaire, four, number 14. He got the three to go, his first point, and it's 7-2. Here's a left elbow jumper for Aaron Weber and a timeout for Cathedral as Matt Meyer will utilize his first timeout of the ball game. The Weber bucket makes it 7-4 Crusaders with 12:21 to play in the half.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me Dave Fisher a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Back at the 18th annual Crusader Classic, we've got 12:20 to play first half. It's Cathedral 7, Piers 4, Crusaders with the basketball. Schrammel working with LeClaire in the backcourt over to Plombaum. His three off the mark. And going up for the rebound is Aaron Weber. Weber now works the ball right side, drives, leans up off the glass, a little bit short off the rim. It's controlled by Max Plumbaum coming the other way. One hands a pass over to Keaton LeClaire. Back to Plumbaum, drives and dishes baseline. Underneath, Schrammel gets position and scores. Schrammel with his first two, and it's 9-4. Cathedral leading Piers with 11:40 remaining in the half. Johnny Casper now at the point. Picked up his dribble. Man-to-man by Cathedral. There Noah Bozer in the lineup coming out of the Cathedral timeout. So it's Bozer, Taugis, Casper, Leshinsky, and Weber. Noah drives. Had it partially blocked. It comes off the rim to Schrammel. Schrammel, left-hand dribble drive and kick out to the corner. Plumbaum from deep, short, rebound. Got his own miss. Into the lane. Throws it to his younger brother, and he gets pushed out of bounds by Johnny Casper on a foul. Johnny gets his foul, his first, team's first, as Mitchell Plumbaum from the left baseline got ushered out of bounds. It'll be Hunter Bednar and Nick Harold now coming in, and Matt Taugis and Aaron Weber will sit. Baseline left pass in for Cathedral's Nathan Strachey, 6'1 senior. Piers 4-3 on the year, Cathedral 6-4. There's a little soft turnaround inside Plumbaum. Guess what? Got an offensive rebound, and then he scored. That's four for Mitchell Plumbaum. Cathedral lost an excellent game last night to Melrose here. And there's a turnover as a steal by Schrammel. Looks ahead, and Strachey's got a layup. And it's 13-4 Crusaders. It was a 65-60 win for the Dutchman. Piers lost 93-67 to Bram. In their semi, Casper goes to the rim, missed a layup. Rebound tipped around to Johnny. He attacks again, a little bit short. Bednar fights for it, but lost the rebound to Max Plumbaum, and we've got a whistle and a Pioneer foul as they came up in their transition defense. And the foul. Nick Harold picks up the foul. First on Nick's second team foul. Andrew Ellingson now in for Cathedral. He replaces Jack Schrammel for Coach Meyer. 10:25 to go in the half. 13-4, St. Cloud Cathedral in front. They've led from the start. Near steal by Bozer, but got through to Plumbaum. Plumbaum back out front now to Keaton LeClaire. Down low, Casper knocks the ball loose, rips it away, and it goes out of bounds. It was touched last by Johnny. And the possession stays with Cathedral. A near steal there. Four. Johnny Casper and the Pioneers. Baseline left, right to Plumbaum. Nobody covered the 6'6 sophomore coming down the left side of the lane, and that's as easy as it'll get for him. Six for him, and it's an 11-point lead at the 10-minute mark. 15-4 now, Cathedral over Piers. Here's Bednar, lost the dribble, and it's picked up by Cathedral's Ellingson. Then he lost it, and there's a scramble. Plumbum down on the floor, as are Bozer and Casper. And possession on the held ball goes to the Pioneers with 9:48 left. And now Weber will check in. And Coach Meyer brings Brady Buckentine back into the lineup. Max Plumbum will leave. Broderick Leshinsky will leave on the co-substitutions for each coach. In front of the scores table, Bozer into Nick Harold. Guarded by Buckentine. Casper now takes over. Ball handling chores at the point. 9:40 to play. Pierce just 4 points. Here's a drive and a rejection, but a body foul called on Mitchell Plumbum. Another good, strong attack by Johnny Casper results in Cathedral committing a foul. First on Mitchell Plumbum. Second on the Crusaders. And it'll send Johnny Casper to the line. Johnny had 12 points against Bram yesterday. And that one rolls around and crawls off the lip of the rim. No good. Johnny's averaging 8.9 a game. He's free throw percentage about 62%. Here's the second. It's around and that one's no good. But Weber right there and then he missed it. He puts it back. Missed again. And then Mitchell Plumbum's got it. Boy, Aaron doesn't miss fire like that very often from about a foot away. Here's Cathedral getting deep. Block shot. Mitchell Plumbum. He's looking for help. Little turnaround, that drops softly in. He's already at 8 points. He's starting to dominate inside. The 6'6 sophomore, Mitchell Plumbum. Casper inside, got it through to Bednar, who finishes and is fouled. Hunter Bednar will shoot an and one. First points for Hunter. He had a strong first half yesterday with 8 points. He finished with 8. The foul called on Nathan Strachey, his first. Cathedral's third, one shot for Bednar. Hunter, 50%, 3 for 6 on the year. Got that one to drop through. A three-point play the hard way for Hunter Bednar. Makes it a 17-7 Cathedral lead. And we've got 9 minutes left to play in the first half here at Cathedral. Plumbum into the lane, cuts it underneath, missed it. And Bednar with the rebound. Gives it up to Johnny Casper. Here's Johnny, ahead for Weber. Now back to Casper. Here's Casper driving and dishing. Harold gets a good look from the right corner. Missed it. And then the rebound taken by Mitchell Plumbum. Running the court is Ellingson through traffic. Stopped back to the basket inside the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Strachey. He throws one up and it drops. A little teardrop runner in the lane by Nathan Strachey. 4 points for Strachey and it's 19-7. And now we'll get a blocking foul as Casper again driving hard. And he'll pick up a foul on Andrew Ellingson. Ellingson's first, fourth team foul. Cathedral brings Schrammel and Max Plumbum back in. Casper and Bozer leave as Tauges and Leshinsky return. It's Weber, Harold, Leshinsky, Tauges, and Bednar for Piers right now. They are down by a dozen, 19-7 with 8:20 to play in the half. Out top, right side, Broderick Leshinsky traveled. Tried to pivot around, lost his center of gravity a little bit, and tumbled backwards. And now we've got a timeout taken. Timeout on the floor, 8:13 to go. And Piers uses a timeout. They're down 19-7 here in the third place game on You Are There Sports.
When you're hungry before or after a Pioneer ball game, stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. On Tuesdays, it's taco night with $1 tacos. Thursdays, it's wing night. A dozen wings for just $4.95 with 8 different sauces and 1 dry rub to choose from. Also on Thursdays, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti and garlic bread for $6.50. The Brickyard always has a full menu available every day. On Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat broasted chicken with coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and gravy for $7.95, ribs for $10.95, or chicken and ribs for $12.95. The Brickyard also does catering and is a great place to host your holiday party. Live music, big screen TVs, and great food at the Brickyard in Piers.
All right, coming out of the timeout, Crusaders miss a shot, and Bednar controls the rebound. 19-7, St. Cloud Cathedral with 7:50 to play in the half. Tauges working out high, down low. Weber turns and got it to go. Weber for 2. Good post-up move. 19-9. Clock running, 7:38. Again, there is a 35-second shot clock. Here's a drive, baseline, cut off. Back out top. Cathedral's LeClaire to the corner. Shot short, loose ball, rebound. Weber, he looks to run. Now pulls in the reins a little bit. Weber, crossover dribble, down the lane, attacks, off the glass and in, and Weber with a half a dozen, and the Pioneers have cut it to eight. Quick three on the other end, short, rebound, Weber again. Cathedral's gone a little cold here, 7:05 to go, 19-11. Weber behind the back, stops, looking for help. Weber pivoting, Tauges helps him out, coming to the ball. Matt dribbling now at the point. Here's a drive. Tauges draws contact, and they say he traveled. I believe that Plombum got a piece of that ball, but they say that Matt came back down with it, and it's a travel call. Here's Mitch Plombum back in for Keaton LeClaire. Cathedral 19, Piers 11, 6:45 to play until halftime. Quick first half. Right side, this is Buckentine, down to the post for Plombaum, muscling up on Weber, stopped, back out Buckentine, left-hand dribble drive, eight-footer in the paint, no, rebound Weber, he's had about four rebounds in a row on the defensive glass now, 6:20 to go. Weber for Harold, Nick stops, pass out front, picked off by Max Plombaum, he'll lay it up over the top of the rim and drop. Four for Plombaum, and again a turnover turns into points, and it's 21-11 Cathedral. 6 minutes now to play. Harold, and there's a turnover again. Plombaum stealing a pass out to the point. This time missing the shot, but got his own rebound. Pulled it away from Tauges. Here's Plombaum for three. Low air ball, and not able to save it in. And the Pioneers will get the ball back with 5:43 to go. Bozer and Casper return for Bednar and Harold. 5:43, 10-point Crusader lead here. It's Tauges, Casper, Leshinsky, Weber, Bozer for the Pioneers right now. Johnny slowly into the front court. Whips it left side now for Tauges. Matt back out top. Johnny, Casper. Bozer launches a three. No, Mitchell Plombaum. Outlet Buckentine to Max Plombaum, and they're going to get Casper on a hack. Second on Johnny. Third team foul. 5:23 left. Harold in, Casper out. That's Johnny's second, so Coach Pepping will keep Johnny from getting deep into foul trouble by sitting him here with 5:23 to go now. Baseline pass in Plombaum, and he's fouled going up. Either Harold or Weber will get this. He just camped himself right under the rim, and the inbounds man gave it to him. Weber called for the foul, his first. Fourth Pioneer foul. 21-11, shooting two, Max Plombaum. The Plombaum brothers have 12 of the 21. And now 13 of the 22. Back in for the Crusaders, guard Keaton LeClaire, replacing Nathan Strachey. 1 shot for the senior Plombaum. He's got it. It goes. And the Pioneers are down by a dozen again. Those were the first two free throw attempts. Tip ball out of bounds by Plombaum. He is very active out top defensively. And fortunately for the Pioneers that time, it was tipped into the crowd over there. Mr. and Mrs. Bednar here. Here's Matt Tauges. Crusaders have gone to a zone now after starting in a man. Tauges gets into the lane, took an extra step, lays it up and in. Tauges gets free inside and lays it up for two. Back on the other end. Here's a long shot. No rebound. Bozer. Noah running. Noah inside, and they're going to get a player control foul on Bozer. Buckentine got back and got his feet set. First on Noah. Team foul five. Turnover charged against Piers with 4:47 left. Well, they've got two on Noah. Not sure if that's accurate. They have none on Nick, so apparently the referee put up a 33 instead of a 3 earlier in the game on a foul. Buckentine got a screen from Schrammel. Kicks it out left side in front of the Piers bench to Plombum. Here's a drive and dish back to the corner. Buckentine, 3, hit the side of the backboard. And Bolzer, with a box out, prevents Buckentine from going after the missed shot, and it rolls harmlessly out of bounds. Goes over to Piers, 4:18 on the clock. Piers down 10 with possession. Taujus ahead to Leshinsky. Broderick on the left side, way out on the floor. Now it's in the hands of Taujus' right side. They really extend that zone. Harold skip past Leshinsky. His three-pointer is short off the iron. And here comes Plumbaum. Right side for the senior. Stops to the corner. LeClaire, deep three, good. Second for Keaton LeClaire in the half. And that made three prompts a Piers timeout, their second of the half. This is a full timeout with 3:47 remaining until half in the third place game at the Crusader Classic. Crusaders doubling up the Pioneers right now, 26-13 on You Are Their Sports.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Harold, member of the boys basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to all the people involved with the award-winning musical, Into the Woods. Also, congratulations to our Excel winners this year, Taryn Becker and Lucas Audi. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
All right, Pioneers get a missed three from Broderick. Leshinsky coming out of the timeout. Now the ball back to Cathedral. 3:15 until half, 26-13 Crusaders. Here's Max Plombaum, blocked by Weber, over to Mitchell Plombaum. That comes out of the cylinder. Loose ball scramble, and Max Plombaum controls it. Now it's Jack Schrammel back out for Mitchell Plombaum, for Max Plombaum from a left elbow three, long, and Leshinsky hustles after the rebound for Piers. Under 3 minutes to play. Weber now front court. Left side, Matt Taujus. Cross court pass knocked loose by Cathedral. Here comes Max Plombaum. He threw it right to Taujus. Matt hustled back and stepped into a lane there. Here's a transition three. Harold air ball cleaned up by Bednar. He was right under the basket and scored. And Bednar now with 5, and it's 26-15. Cathedral by 11, 2:25 to play. Pioneers still in their zone. Cathedral will bring Ellingson back in. There's a three. Max Plombaum right side. Nine for Max Plombaum to lead now his brother Mitchell by one. He's got 8. Leshinsky down to a posting up Hunter Bednar. Fires to Weber. Back out. Taujus saw a seam down the lane. Nice pass off to Bednar. He missed it, though. Hunter follows it up again. That's rejected out by Mitchell Plombaum. Ahead to Max Plombaum. And then he and Harold kind of knocked feet together. No call. And it goes out of bounds off Plombaum. And Matt Meyer, the Crusader coach, holding hands up like, how's that not a foul? Harold was trailing Plombaum, and their feet just kind of collided, and that took all the rhythm away from Plombaum going up, and he just lost it into the wall. 1:50 to go. Pioneers are down 11. Talge's high pass tipped away, and it's out of bounds off Weber as Weber and LeClaire raced after the ball, and the ball belongs to Cathedral as the gym now beginning to fill up, as I'd said earlier, with Bram and Melrose playing for the championship after this. Number one, Melrose, the defending AA champs, and third-ranked Bram. 135. Here's a three. LeClaire, he buries another one. That's his third three of the half. And it's the biggest lead for Cathedral. 32-15 now with a minute 22. Harold into the lane. Throws it behind his back. Out top to Taugis. 20 to shoot. 115 to play. Leshinsky gets bumped and fouled by Andrew Ellingson. Second on Ellingson. Fifth Cathedral foul. Ellingson becomes the first player for Cathedral with two fouls. 113, Leshinsky to throw it in at midcourt. Hangs it out there, but it got through to Taugis. Now left side, Weber. His three is up, and that hit the back of the rim. And Mitchell Plumbaum, the 6'6 sophomore, got the rebound then. He brought it down waist high, and the Pioneers pounced on that opportunity to force a held ball. The arrow goes to Cathedral, but Matt Meyer, instructing his young 6'6 sophomore, says, keep that ball up. Don't let those smaller guys reach in. You equalize the height difference when you bring that ball down low. 55 seconds remain in the half. Inside, ball is rolling as Plumbaum picked it up. Now he turns with the left hand off. Max Plumbaum tries to tip. He can't get it to go, and Weber has the board. 45 seconds left. Pioneers can hold it for the last shot with a 35-second clock. There's about a 13-second differential. Harold, three, good, right side. Big shot there for Nick. His first points, 30 seconds, so the shot clock not in effect now. 32-18 after the Harold three came just to the right of the top of the key in front of the Cathedral bench. Buckentine out top for Ellingson. High post, Mitchell Plumbaum for Max Plumbaum in the right corner. 13 to play. Back for Ellingson, way out on the floor near the jump ball circle. Now they go into their pattern offense. Max Plumbaum drives the lane, puts it up, missed. Rebound tip to Mitchell Plumbaum. He'll score with 2 seconds, and that should take us to half as Talges fires one from three-quarter court that goes over the backboard, and at halftime, it's a 16-point lead for Cathedral, 34-18. The halftime score in the third-place game at the 18th Annual Crusader Classic on You Are There Sports.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, we are back at halftime, the third place game of the 18th annual Crusader Classic. And the host school, St. Cloud Cathedral, has a 16-point lead, 34-18 currently over the Pioneers. We're about 7.5 minutes away from the start of the second half. Let's run through the scoring totals, and it's a big first half for the Plombom brothers. 10 for Mitchell Plombom. He's the 6'6 sophomore. And then 6'3 senior Max Plombom has 9 off the bench. Good production from Keaton LeClaire. His 3 made three-pointers ties him with Max Plombom for second high honors, also with 9. 4 for Nathan Strachey and 2 for Jack Schrammel. Playing but not scoring in that half for Cathedral, Brady Buckentine and Andrew Ellingson. Cathedral made the only 2 free throws they attempted. They were made by Max Plombom. Andrew Ellingson with the only 2 foul first half, 1 apiece on Schrammel, Mitchell Plombom, and Nathan Strachey. Coach Meyer used 1 of his timeouts. He's got 4 still available. For the Pioneers and their 18 points distributed by this, 6 for Aaron Weber, 5 for Hunter Bednar, Nick Harold with 3, and then 2 apiece for Matt Taugis and Broderick Leshinsky. Playing but not scoring for the Pioneers in that half, Johnny Casper and Noah Bozer. Johnny with 2 fouls, Noah with 2 fouls, and 1 on Weber. Coach Pepping using 2 of his 5 timeouts, so he's got 3 at his disposal. 34-18, halftime. Coming up, the championship game, Melrose Bram should be a dandy. Top-ranked, undefeated, defending state champ, defending tournament champ Melrose, taking on third-ranked and once-beaten Bram. Their only loss is to second-ranked St. Croix Lutheran at the Tip-Off Classic earlier in December down in the city. So that should be a lot of fun. There might be a lot of points. I'm going to take Melrose to win that one, though. They are just so solid in every phase of the game. Piers at the line was 1 for 3, by the way. Johnny missed both of his attempts. Hunter Bednar went 1 for 1. So the Pioneers trail by 16. This is the first of a Piers Cathedral doubleheader. Once this game is over, we'll pack up quickly and travel north back to Piers to the MAC. It's the championship game of the girls' holiday tournament. St. Cloud Cathedral and Piers square off at about 8 o'clock for that. Cathedral defeated Crosby Ironton 48-40 in the semis last night, while Piers defeated Malacca 67-53. So it'll be Malacca Crosby Ironton in the third place game getting started right about now, about 6 o'clock tip-off for that third place game, and then the championship tonight will be Piers and Cathedral and the girls tournament. So we'll take a break. We'll take a look at some of the other scores and results from a busy holiday tournament yesterday when we come back to Cathedral on You Are Their Sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
It's the time of year when loved ones gather together, and it is a special time for being thankful for all of the wonderful blessings in our lives. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics and Radio Shack. I want to send my sincere thank you to all of you, our valued customers, for your patronage this past year and for your business going forward in 2016. I'd like to send you good wishes and hope that your new year will be a joyous one. Thank you again for your loyalty from all of us at Design Electronics.
All right, Crusaders are the first team to return to the floor out of their locker room. And the Pioneers should be appearing shortly. As these two teams meeting here for the third place trophy, there will be a brief announcement of all tournament honorees after this game. At the Little Falls tournament, yesterday it was Hutchinson over Staples Motley 88-78, and Little Falls defeated Uppsala 78-51. So the Flyers take on Hutchinson. Right now, they should be playing for the Little Falls Tournament Championship. Staples, Motley, and Uppsala squared off in the third-place game earlier. The Annandale Tournament. The championship is Annandale and Morris Area, Chicago, Alberta. The third-place game was Mayor Lutheran against Chatfield. At the Aiken Tournament, Foley beat Deer River yesterday, 69-45. The Gobblers beat Greenway, 63-45. So it's Foley and Aiken for the Aiken Tournament Championship. At the Wilmer Invite, this is not a bracketed format. It's just you pair up a couple of games and you play them. There's no advancement. As Lacaparl Valley beat Belgrade Brutinel Rose yesterday, 63-48. Sauk Center over McRae, 62-39. The Sauk Rapids Tournament, Big Lake over Zimmerman, 78-72. Detroit Lakes over Sauk Rapids, 64-54. So today, Zimmerman and Sauk Rapids play the third place game. The championship is Big Lake against Detroit Lakes. Granite City Classic got started yesterday, concludes today. Yesterday result, Ricori over Becker, 70-51. Monticello over Sartell, 57-53. Minneapolis North down Rogers in a high-scoring affair, 90-87. Albany beat Apollo, 60-51. It was Orono beating Tech, 84-75. Then the big schools took over. Champlin Park beat Wayzata by 7, 56-49. And Apple Valley edged Maple Grove, 86-81. The matchups today, Albany and Monticello, Orono and Becker, Rogers Sartell, Champlin Park against Minneapolis North, Tech against Maple Grove, Ricori against Apollo, and Wayzata against Apple Valley. And then in Long Prairie yesterday, they played a boy-girl doubleheader, not a tournament, just a Painesville Long Prairie Greagle boy-girl doubleheader, and what an interesting day that turned out to be. In Long Prairie, the boys played first. Painesville won on a buzzer beater in double overtime over Long Prairie Gray Eagle, 45-44. Double overtime for the Bulldogs. Then the girls played, and that game went double overtime as well, with Long Prairie Gray Eagle beating Painesville. Much higher scoring. I think it was like 76-75 in double overtime there. So start of the second half coming up. Cathedral 34, Piers 18, second half after this.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
All right, welcome back to Cathedral High. And we're underway, and Matt Taugis draws a foul on Cathedral. Nathan Strachey on a reach in, his second, and the team's first. 20 seconds gone by. Pioneers with the ball. No points have been scored yet. It's still 34-18 Cathedral in the third place game. Weber left corner. Zone defense by Cathedral. Casper to Harold from the corner. Short. Rebound. Here comes Schrammel out of the pack. Now he'll slow it down. Find Buckentine running the floor. Shovels it inside for Plombaum, who was fouled going up, I believe, by Matt Taugis. And it is Matt picking up his first, and the first Pioneer. It will be a shooting foul here, sending 6'6 sophomore Mitchell Plumbaum to the line. He's got 10 points. That one is good. 35-18 Cathedral with 17-18 to play. Piers defeated Litchfield, lost to Bram. There's the second one dropping through as well. And the first points of the half come from the free throw line for St. Cloud Cathedral. 36-18 Crusaders. Casper dribbles into the front court, guarded closely by Max Plombaum, then threw it away. Mitchell Plombaum, a three-on-two to Schrammel, left side, high off the glass. Max Plombaum rims it out. Mitchell Plombaum puts it back in. 14 for Mitchell Plombaum, 38-18. Now Taujas gets trapped on the sideline, somehow found Weber across court, and he's fouled going up. This will be on Mitchell Plombaum. I don't know how Matt got that one. He kind of hooked the pass from the sideline all the way across the court under the basket. No, they got Strachey in the foul, his third, team second, and Weber will shoot a couple here. 6 points for Aaron so far, and that one's short. Pioneers just don't have legs here today. Everything they've shot has been pretty short. Obviously, everybody's playing their third game in 3 days, but the Pioneers with very little bench availability. Several guys not here. There's the second one coming off the rim as well. Max Plombaum back the other way. Ahead to Brady Buckentine now, guarded by Matt Taujas. 16-38 to play in this third place game. 38-18 Cathedral leading Piers. Pioneers in a zone with Harold and Taujas. Buckentine drives and dishes. Three-pointer, Schrammel nets it. That is 5 points for Jack Schrammel, and it has widened out to 41-18. A 7-0 run to start the half for Cathedral. Harold for Taujas, left side, drive, knocked loose, picked up Buckentine, he's running. Buckentine in front of his own bench now, trapped by Leshinsky, and Taujas found Strachey. Left side for Schrammel, back for Strachey. Down the lane, floater short, rebound, Taujas in the lane. Matt Taujas, the junior, ahead to Weber, left side, baseline. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Cathedral's Brady Buckentine. His first, third Cathedral foul of the half. Back in comes Keaton LeClaire. He'll replace Nathan Strachey. Not a shooting foul, baseline left pass in for Aaron Weber. Casper, Leshinsky, Harold, and Taujas off the inbounds. Harold, step back three, hit it. Nick Harold with his second three. He's got 6 points. He hit one late in the half. And those are the first points of this half. It makes it 41-21 Cathedral with 15:35 to play. Skip pass, left side, Schrammel fires away. In and out, rebound, Johnny Casper on the left baseline. Johnny sat for a good portion of the first half with two fouls with about 7 minutes. Now Taujas, little trouble hanging on, and it's out of bounds. It rolled off Matt Taujas, who scrambled after a loose ball, and it's awarded to Cathedral with 15:19 left. Max Plombaum in for Brady Buckentine. They've got Keaton LeClaire, Mitchell Plombaum, and Jack Schrammel on the court as well. Mitchell Plombaum from the free throw line, soft touch. 16 now for Plombaum. He had 10 in the first half and 6 of the Cathedral 9 here in the second half. It's 43-21, 14:50 to play. Harold picked up his dribble, skips it across to Leshinsky. Low block, Weber's pass tipped by Max Plombaum to Mitchell Plombaum. Plombaum being chased, still with the ball, in the lane, rolls it in again. Mitchell Plombaum having a game, 18 for the 6'6 sophomore. 14 and a half minutes to go, 45-21, another tip ball out of bounds. This time it was Jack Schrammel knocking it loose. Now Andrew Ellingson comes back in. Bednar and Bozer back in for Piers. And it'll be checking out Matt Taujas, Broderick Leshinsky. From the far sideline, it's Harold for Weber to Johnny Casper. Back to Nick Harold, right side. No Michael Meyer today, left on a family trip, and he'll be gone now for the first part of January as well, as Harold a little short on a three-pointer. Bednar, weak side, rebound miss. Got it again underneath. Head fake, kick out to Bozer, now to Weber left corner. He drives, glides to the rim and scores. Weber, 8. But that all started with the offensive glasswork of Hunter Bednar underneath, the senior working hard. Now Max Plombaum That bucket by Weber made it 45-23. Cathedral by 22 with 13:50 to play. Pioneers defending inside. Max Plombaum. No, rebound Bednar. Scoops it off to Johnny Casper. Casper now left side behind the arc to the corner. Bozer, quick release three off the rim. Rebound, whistle, foul away from the ball. It'll be on Harold or Schrammel. It's Schrammel called for a push. His second, Cathedral's fourth. Baseline right pass in. 13:33 left into the corner for Bozer left side. Now Harold right side, about two behind the arc, missed. Rebound LeClaire for Cathedral. 45-23, St. Cloud Cathedral leading over Piers. Piers won last year in the opening round over the Cathedral Crusaders, a 60-59 win. Then they beat Bram on the Casper buzzer beater. Here's an offensive rebound, and guess who again? Mitchell Plombaum simply dominating inside. He's already scored 10 points this half and now 20 in the game. Casper for Bozer. Open look for three. There's one dropping through for Noah Bozer. First points for Noah. He hit three of those in the second half against Bram yesterday. Makes it 47-26. 12:35. Shot up left side. No. That was Ellingson missing. And here comes Piers back with Weber left side of the arc, guarded by Max Plombaum. Now to Casper near midcourt. One-on-one, isolating, driving, still going. Nice little hesitation move. Left-hand layup. Nice play, Johnny Casper. He worked hard to get to the rim there. First points of the game for Johnny on a nice little stutter step hesitation move. 47-28. Here's Plombaum inside again. Left hand short this time. He got his own rebound. Shovels it to his brother Max. Max misses. Rebound Harold off a tip. 11:50 left to play. 47-28 Cathedral leading Piers here in the third place game at the Crusader Classic. Johnny looks to go inside again this time. They stop and now Bozer, a three from the corner, missed. Rebound for Cathedral's Jack Schrammel. Outlet ahead. Here comes Keaton LeClaire. No look inside. Max Plombaum. He'll get the finish and the foul on Weber. Plombaum cut across the lane from left to right. LeClaire saw him coming. Got him the ball in good scoring position. And there was little Weber could do but foul. And Plombaum finished. Second on Weber. And now into the ball game comes Jackson Giongilla, a 5'5 freshman guard. One shot for Plombaum. He's got 11 points now. He's made both his free throws. And that one rattles around and drops through. A three-point play gives Max Plombaum a dozen. And with 11 and a half to go, it's now 50-28 Cathedral. Casper working his dribble drive. Step back inside. Finds Bednar open and Hunter scores. 7 for Bednar, timeout Piers with 11:19 to play. It's Cathedral 50, Piers 30 on You Are Their Sports.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
11:19 to go in the game. It's Cathedral 50, Piers 30. Here comes Giongilla into the front court, guarded by Nick Harold. Now it's Ellingson left side against Broderick Leshinsky. Bounce pass across the way to Strachey. Little five-footer bounces around the rim, and we've got a foul on the rebound. It'll be Bolzer or Plumbbomb, and I think Plumbbomb's going to get it. It'll be Max Plumbbomb picking up his first. They say he got a piece of Noah's arm. We're under 11 minutes to play in the third-place game. Johnny Casper now against Max Plumbbomb. Plumbbomb digs it away. Here's a breakaway. Plumbbomb lays it up and scores. 14 points for Max Plumbbomb. 10:40 to go. 52-30, Cathedral in front of Piers. Harold finds Casper inside, poked away to Leshinsky. Pioneers still with the ball. Leshinsky patrols the baseline, kicks it out front for Nick Harold in front of a kneeling Coach Pepping out there. Now reverses field back to the point, chased by the freshman guard Jackson Jungala. Nick will take it to the rim, missed it. Weber got it to drop on the follow-up. That's 10 points now for Aaron Weber. Makes it 52-32 in favor of Cathedral, keeping the Pioneers at bay here. Here's a drive, stop at the line. Kick out, three-pointer on the way and buried. Strachey, his first made three, gives him 7 points. Leshinsky dribbles it off his knee, driving the lane. That's a turnover. 55-32, 9:47 left. Pioneers picking up in pressure now. Pass in against full court pressure into Jungala. The 5'5 freshman wearing number 5. Showing that he can dribble between his legs. He's done it 9 times. All right, now he threw it away. Well, Coach Meyer will tell you, just make the simple play. Bolzer will pass it in as Talges replaces Weber. 9:35 to play. All Cathedral here, 55-32. Johnny Casper with the dribble out front. Shot clock running down, 20 to go. They got a high pick and roll with Talges. Johnny still dribbling, goes inside, draws a foul. Johnny determined to go to the rim. And we'll see if this is on Strachey. 3-3, that is Nathan Strachey's fourth. Sixth team foul. Casper for two with 9:19 to play. Johnny misses the first, a little bit long. Johnny's been held at 2 points. Three subs in, Buckentine, Mitchell Plumbbomb, and Jack Schrammel. Three starters come in. Ellingson leaves, LeClaire leaves, and Strachey sits. One for Casper, 9:19 to go, 55-32 Cathedral. Here's the second for Johnny, up and good. Johnny's now 1 for 4 from the line. He's got 3 all this half, 55-33. Right side, Jungala holds it against Harold. Mitchell Plumbbomb for Max Plumbbomb. Give and go inside, down low, whistle travel called on Plumbbomb. Extra step on the baseline, turns it over. Talges bounces it into Johnny Casper. Under 9 minutes left now. 22-point Cathedral advantage, 55-33 over Piers. Now Noah Bolzer off a screen. Inside, Leshinsky gets loose, can't finish. Fights for the rebound. It's ripped away by Mitchell Plumbbomb. Right side dribble drive ahead to Schrammel. Now down to Jungala. Whistle, and they'll get a reach-in foul on Casper. Third on Johnny, second foul of this half on the Pioneers. 8:38 to go. Backcourt pass in. We got a whistle by an official away from the play. I think he wanted to check and make sure a player was all right. He had a quick word with Max Plumbbomb to make sure he was okay. And we're playing basketball again. 8:35 left. Buckentine hands the ball off. Out front works Schrammel. Now to Max Plombaum, low post. Ducking under, Mitchell Plombaum spins a left-handed shot off the rim, but the Crusaders have the rebound, and Jongla is tied up out front and now dribbles out. Reset coming for the Crusaders, up 55-33 with 8:10 to play in the basketball game. Drive underneath, Max Plombaum got loose and scored. Right baseline drive. 16 for Plombaum. That's Max. On the other end, Casper misses. Following it up with a tip in is Tauges. Four for Matt Tauges. 7:50 left. 57-35. Cathedral led by 16. 34-18 at half. Here's Mitchell Plombaum again. That soft left-handed touch. 59-35, 7.5 to go. Crusaders, Harold backing down his defender, comes up short. Cathedral saves it in. Buckentine ahead to Max Plombaum in the lane over Casper, in and drops. 18 for Max Plombaum. 22 for Mitchell Plombaum. And Casper dribbles right side off for Harold with a Leshinsky screen in front of him. Drives and dishes to Noah Bozer. 7 minutes to play. Noah cut out on his drive by Schrammel. Back to Leshinsky. He's got an angle to the basket. Kicks it out, though, to Tauges. Now Matt penetrates. He's in no man's land down there and finally got it out to Bozer, and they reset. 7 to shoot. Casper way out on the floor with 4. Now the Pioneers, they're going to have to fire one up. A desperation 3 and a shot clock violation. Really the first time the Pioneers have been victimized by the shot clock here. And with 6:40 to go, Cathedral takes over, leading 61-35 over Piers. Leshinsky, Casper, Tauges, Weber back in, Bednar back in. Cathedral has Buckentine, both Plombaums, Schrammel, and Jongla on the court. Four of the five starters out there, and they throw it away. Jongla was cutting baseline, and Mitchell Plombaum's pass went to the corner. Piers takes over with 6:27 to go after this game. We'll do a quick wrap-up, pack up, and head to Piers for the girls' championship game there. Piers and Cathedral, part two. 61-35 here as Weber's got it left side. Now it's Broderick Leshinsky. Leshinsky. Back out top for Hunter Bednar. Lobbed inside, but right to Brady Buckentine. Buckentine races ahead. Full head of steam. Got it down low and maneuvering his way up and in is Mitchell Plombaum. 24 points for Mitchell Plombaum. With under 6 minutes to go, Weber, hesitation 3, and he wasn't in rhythm and he missed everything. Jongla back the other way. Up ahead, Buckentine. Max Plombaum, 3 from the corner. Good. 21 for Max Plombaum. The Plombaum brothers have combined for 45. The Pioneers have 35 as a team. 5.5 to play. 66-35. Here's Weber with a drive. He leans in and got the soft roll. That's a dozen points tonight now for Aaron Weber. 6 in each half. 5:15 to go. Mitchell Plombaum steps out behind the arc, and he grazed the front of the rim. It drops straight down to Weber. Weber looks ahead to Casper. Casper running. Spins against Mitchell Plombaum, who deflected it. Comes out to Weber. Back for Tauges. Three-pointers on the way. Long rebound on the opposite side. Both Leshinsky and Bednar were there. They tipped it out. Neither got it. It's Cathedral basketball with 4:57 left. Into the lineup now as Cathedral's coach Matt Meyer begins to bring in some new players. This is William Kranz, number 30, into the ballgame. First appearance for him. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Buckentine drives and is fouled by the Pioneers with 4:47 left. We'll see who's charged with this one. Leshinsky, first on Broderick. fourth on the Pioneers. Two shots for Brady Buckentine, and he gets the soft roll. That's his first point. He's the starting point guard for this team. Cathedral by 30, 67-37. Second on its way. That one cleanly through. 7-for-7 as a team are the Crusaders in this basketball game from the free throw line. 4:40. Weber drives and scores left baseline, challenging Andrew Ellingson. It's a 14-point game for Aaron Weber. 4.5 minutes, 68-39. Cathedral three-pointer rattled around and in. That's four threes for Keaton LeClaire for a dozen points, 71-39. 4:15 to go. Touge is out top now. Matt, left side for Casper. They isolate him. Casper driving on Buckentine. Buckentine, good defense. Whistle. Foul. Moving screen away from the ball. It's going to be on Bednar. Hunter called for a push underneath, away from the ball. First on Hunter Bednar. Fifth team foul. And Buckentine brings it up court. He'll cross midcourt. 4 minutes to go, drives the lane, kicks it out to Ellingson. Ellingson back out, jungle left side three, back rim, rebound Leshinsky, ahead to Casper. Johnny three on two, looks for Bednar left side. Hunter backing down on Kranz, missed it. Touge's rebound, looks for control, puts it up and is fouled, and Touge's will shoot a couple of free throws. With 3:42 left. Jangla called for the foul. Jangla with his first, it's team foul number 7, so the Pioneers are in the bonus, but it's not going to matter here as this is a shooting foul. It won't matter much for the rest of the game either as Touges is long on the free throw. Matt with 4 points in the ball game. Into the ball game now comes Nicholas Schaefer, a 5'10 freshman, replacing Brady Buckentine. 3:42 to play. Cathedral 71, Piers 39 as Touges misses both. Rebound tipped out top to Leshinsky. Long pass underneath to Bednar, who scores. And that's 9 points now for Hunter Bednar. 3.5 to play. 71-41 Cathedral. Here's Jangala driving, missed it. Leshinsky tip, rebound, Kranz. He can't get it to go. Another rebound, Kranz. That doesn't go. Crawls off the rim, and finally, Touges has got it for Piers. Touges into the front court for Weber trailing. One dribble, jump stop, off balance, hit the front of the rim. Aaron gets it, reverses again, and scores. Well, Aaron battling, everybody's battling, and there's just not left in the tank. 16 points for Aaron Weber in this game. We're under 3 minutes to play. Here's a three that's hit again by Keaton LeClaire. Matt Meyer told me before the game, LeClaire's their best shooter. He doesn't start, but he's got 5 3-pointers in this ball game. 74-43. Weber gets deep, but not open, so he gets it out front. And here's a Touges drive. He is fouled, but he'll shoot free throws on a bonus. Jangala gets his second foul. Eighth team foul, and now we get Lucas Adi, Nick Harrell, Chris Gammon, and Noah Bozer in. Brandon Hartung coming in for Cathedral. Mitchell Lochner in for the Crusaders. Nick Schaefer's out there. 1-1 for Touges. Patrick Talisrud out there as well. That one is no good, and Cathedral's got the rebound. 2.5 minutes left. Front court now. This is Patrick Talisrud, the 5'8 sophomore. Whistle, and they're going to get him for a double dribble. Adi will inbounds to Touges. Right side drive, deep on the baseline. Matt goes up, had a block, gets it back. Adi, now to Bozer out top for Harold. Harold will dribble drive the lane, draws contact, just throws it up, and it went in. Harold had his back to the basket and just flipped it up, and it fell through. 8 for Nick Harold. Here's a drive and a foul. This will send Brandon Hartung to the free throw line. 2 minutes to play, exactly, right on the button. Pioneer foul on Noah Moser, his third. 16 foul, two shots coming for 5'9 sophomore Brandon Hartung of Cathedral. Hartung puts the first up and banks it in. His first point. Two guys are going to finish with 20-plus for the Crusaders in this game, the Plumbum brothers. Second is good. Two made free throws for Brandon Hartung, and it's 76-45. Minute 55 here at Cathedral. Piers will finish fourth here. Bozer's three is good from the left side. Noah hits a three. He's got six, and now a steal by Tauges. His three is short, and the rebound for Cathedral's Nick Schaefer. Up ahead, they lob it down low. They get it to Kranz, into the lane, knock loose. Adi has it pulled away. Chris Gammon fights for it, and the held ball goes to Cathedral with a minute 33. You look down and you see that Melrose and Bram are dressed and ready to go, waiting in the wings here literally at Cathedral High School. The championship game coming up next. Into the inbounds, Hartung. Now it's Nick Schaefer back to Hartung. Left corner for Tollesrud. A minute 20 to play. Tollesrud back to the point for William Kranz. Now Brandon Hartung driving on Gammon. Good defense by Chris. Forced him to give up the ball. Back to Tollesrud out front. Minute 10 to go. Two to shoot. Long three. Hartung. No. Rebound. Tauges. Matt Tauges pushes it up. 1 minute to play. Matt still going. Scoops it off. Chris Gammon can't get it to go. And the rebound pulled away by William Kranz for the Crusaders. 76-48. 50 seconds remaining. Kranz right side guarded by Adi. Left side now for Hartung. 20 to shoot. Kranz will drive, shoot, rejected out by Tauges. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Cathedral. 16 on the shot clock, 37 on the game clock. Baseline right pass in. Cathedral will improve to 7-4 with their third place finish here at their own tournament. Piers will go to 4-4. Piers comes back to St. Cloud after New Year's as a driving layup drops through. That's William Kranz. 78-48. Cathedral takes on Albany in Albany on January 5th, a Tuesday. Here's a baseline runner. No, Adi with a putback. That doesn't go. 10 seconds. Kranz with the rebound. Then he threw it out of bounds. They're going to say it was tipped, though, by Nick Harold. So Cathedral's got it. 7 seconds left. They'll just dribble this out. So Cathedral will come back at Albany. Pierce comes back to St. Cloud. They'll play Rockford at Hollenbeck Hall on January the 5th. The final score, Cathedral 78, Pierce 48. That's your final. Quick wrap-up after this on You Are There Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, Go Pioneers!
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, "Go Pioneers!"
Hey, Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Shomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Shomer, at 468-2525.
Final score in the third place game at the Crusader Classic. It's all Cathedral in this one by 30. 78-48, the final score, as the Crusaders take home third place in their own tournament. Piers will finish fourth. Piers drops to 4-4. Cathedral improves to 7-4. Piers back in action. They will be at Hollenbeck Hall on the campus of St. Cloud State University. They will take on Rockford coming up after the New Year break. And that game will be on January 5th, same day that Cathedral returns to play at Albany. In this ball game, Cathedral built a 34-18 lead and then just built on it in the second half. They are led by sophomore Mitchell Plumbaum's 24 points. Plumbaum was named to the all-tournament team for Cathedral. Older brother Max Plumbaum finishes with 21, 15 for Keaton LeClaire, 7 for Nathan Strachey, 5 points for Mitch Plumbaum, 2 for William Kranz, 2 for Brandon Hartung, and 2 for Brady Buckentine. Cathedral made all 9 of their free throw attempts in the ball game. For the Pioneers, Aaron Weber leads the way with 16. Hunter Bednar finishes with 9. Nick Harold has 8 today. Noah Bolzer finishes with 6. 4 for Matt Taugis. Johnny Casper, 3. Broderick Leshinsky, 2. And then playing but not scoring for the Pioneers, Chris Gammon and Lucas Adi. Named to the all-tournament team for Piers was Aaron Weber. That's it. Cathedral takes third place over Piers, 78-48. We pack up and we head to Piers for part two of our Cathedral-Piers doubleheader. It's girls basketball coming up about 8 o'clock as the Pioneers and Crusader girls will play for the Piers Tournament Championship right here on You Are There Sports. Check back with us at about 8 o'clock right here. Thanks for listening. From Cathedral High School.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Piers Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design, and The Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kinko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Pierce School District. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.